Hello and welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. Today's podcast is going to address training, okay? Some of the elements that go into training and the feedback that we are given when we're doing this training, okay? So the purpose of training, getting anywhere, is to achieve, to arrive, okay? It's not simply to stay on the journey. It's to get somewhere. It's to become. Okay, it's to progress, to advance, to achieve, to have an experience, a result, any of those things. Until it has that level of importance, you're just exercising. And there's nothing wrong with just exercising, okay? Movement is lifestyle, okay? Movement is part of the four pillars of lifestyle, okay? It's essential, all right? But achievement with the body, transformation, becoming, and arriving are a product of training. Now, how does this apply to somebody who is not training for an Ironman, an ultramarathon, a marathon, you know, a race event, to climb Everest, to achieve something physically? How does this apply? Well, on the path, on the road, okay, in your persistence, in your consistency, in your repetition, should be a lot of difficulty, a lot of hard, a lot of slow, okay, followed by adequate rest, recovery, nutrition, sleep, okay, and a variety of stimulus, strength work, stretching, okay, endurance, cardio, all those things. All those things make up your training, right? Whether it's the recovery or the work, it's all part of the training, okay? But by wishing or thinking and assessing and comparing how one workout to the next or to something in the past, right? You're losing momentum. You're losing mental energy, okay? You're using it in assessment. Now, there's a time and a place for assessment, but you've got to understand that when you're training for something in the future, you're breaking down, you're building, okay? And you're becoming in this training, right? And the hardest thing to accept, hardest thing to get through, okay, is that every single day matters, right? In some way, shape, or form. Now, you're not going to feel the same every single day. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And sometimes the work you do may seem minimal. It may seem inconsequential, you know, pointless. But it's the work that you begin and the work that you finish that builds a new you, okay? This is training. When you complete which you start, okay, with intention, the process begins again. Recovery, newness arrives the next day, okay? Now, this applies no matter what you're doing. If you have training sessions, okay, your workout is not a bonus in your life. It's not something that is important, but yeah, if it fits in, great. If it doesn't, great. No. You must set priority, okay, with this activity that you've chosen to do, to partake in, okay? You've expressed desire, okay, and you've assigned importance to it at some point period in your life, right? Now, what is easy is to abandon, to postpone, and to live in the future. Okay, the future is rosy. Future has all the benefits of non-existence. There's no difficulty there. It's dreaming. It's dreaming while you're awake. Okay? But the reality is in the present moment, right? What are you doing? What are you building? Because there's this thing called time. And when you think about time, think about repetition. Now, you're never just doing nothing. So there's things you're repeating that you may be conscious of or maybe not. that you may not want to be repeating, okay? Either as often as you are, or, you know, whatever the circumstance is, right? Assess and analyze, okay? If you're having trouble getting and staying on the path, assess and analyze your life, right? Make those decisions based on review, okay? See those things you're persisting in, and then ask yourself, how does this affect this thing I want to do, this desire I have for my life, for my body, for my mind, okay, for my lifestyle, okay? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to do anything, but you have to understand you are always doing something. You're always thinking something, okay? So when you're training for something, when you meet somebody who's training for something and they're sacrificing things, right? Maybe it's social life. Maybe it's indulgences. You know, it could be anything. Maybe it's career. Maybe it's money making. Any of those things, okay? Because they've set out on a journey to achieve and become an experience. And that journey requires prioritization, okay? Requires time, investment, focus, energy, passion, obsession, and ultimately a whole lot of joy along the way. Think about your life. Think about what you see when people achieve something, okay, of substance. Think about the things you've achieved and persisted in to manifest, to make happen in your life. And then understand what that takes. Look at the things that suck time. Look at the time vampires in your life, okay? Can you remove a few? If you can, you can replace those few things with positive physical, mental habits and hobbies, whether that be just working out a little bit more, getting some steps in, doing some planks, some isometrics, lifting some weights, okay? Walking on the treadmill on an incline. I could name a plethora of things that could be done, okay, that put you and place you on that path. They remove you from stagnancy and consumption of ideas, information, opinions, all that stuff. All that stuff that's going to live in your head and take your energy and push you and pull you somewhere and give you an opinion and make you think a certain way and feel a certain way. And, you know, all that stuff is unnecessary, okay? Take it back. Positive action, okay? Intention. What can you do right now, right now today, to change your trajectory? Until next time, it's been Jake Lawrence, Above the Plane.